Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We get a lot of requests for second date updates, and when we're trying to decide who to pick that we should call, we usually look for something that stands out in the emails.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
And we recently got a message from one woman who says she had two dinners in one
day.
So, I mean, either she got ditched in the middle of it, or maybe she's a competitive eater.
Or she's just a hungry girl, Jeffrey, and that is okay.
Dude. Well, let's find out which one it is. Her name's Kayla.
Kayla!
What up, Kayla?
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, I can't wait to hear if first dinner or second dinner was better.
Well, let's just say, I think you got it right. I mean, I'm a hungry girl for lots of different things. So.
Okay.
Which is different than a thirsty girl.
It is.
Yes.
Hungry and thirsty, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great point.
Okay, so tell us about the guy that you want to call today. What's his name?
Okay, yeah, so his name is Lucas. And we met on an app, and I'll just be totally honest, I thought he was really hot.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of like the basis of all apps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, we chatted on the app for a little bit before agreeing to meet up, and he seemed really cool. He told me how much he was just really into like playing guitar, and he likes to go rock climbing and things like that. And I'm not necessarily into those things, but I would definitely like to climb him. I was like, any way I can get him on a date, it would be great.
Is that what you guys did when you went out?
Well, no. So we actually went to dinner.
Okay.
And it was just a terrible experience. He picked the restaurant, and honestly, the food was is awful. The drinks were bad. The service was horrible.
Uh-oh.
So I've actually been cooking a lot recently, and I will say I make some pretty amazing food. And in my head, I was just like, you know what? This is such a terrible experience. I think we should just leave. And I wanted to take him back to my place and cook him like a really nice dinner.
Oh, but that's so sweet.
It is, unless he loved that restaurant. He's the one that picked it. Did he agree with you?
I think he was a little shocked and taken aback that I kind of was like, you know what? Let's kind of just leave. But he didn't seem too like, whoa, this is weird. And honestly, I totally made it worth it because he loved the dinner that I made him.
What was it?
I did like this Moroccan style chicken tagine type dish.
What?
So like couscous with...
Just like run home and whip that up real quick?
No. Wife material, bro.
I guess.
Wife material. Kayla, I love you.
You had Moroccan food.
Yeah. My God. Awesome. Let me pull out my tagine.
What's that?
I mean, honestly, it's really not that hard. I make it all the time, and it's one of my favorite things, and he was really wowed by it. And
I'm wowed just you saying it. I don't even have to taste it.
But I don't know what happened, but I was actually turned down that night.
Turned down how?
Turned down for what?
No. Turned down for
I'm asking the question because it begged to be asked right there.
I mean, I was kind of expecting and sort of hoping that we would get down and dirty. And he turned me down. And it was so mortifying because I was kind of like making it very clear that that was going to be sort of the next step.
Okay, wait, walk us through that moment real quick. Like, what did you say? What did he say?
Brooke's never been turned down ever.
She's
like, what?
I mean, I think that's true for most women.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, how did this play out?
I mean, yeah, it got down to the end of the night, and I said, you know, I was going to get into my PJs, but it was not something a little more sexy than that.
Yeah.
And I kind of said, like, well, you want to spend the night, right? Like, do you want to spend the night? And then he just said no. And he just abruptly kind of left like that, leaving me, like, I felt so uncomfortable. And let me tell you, I, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I've never been turned down like that.
Well, not all dudes are thirsty. I mean,
yeah, and a lot of people in general don't feel comfortable staying over on the first night. I mean, you don't know. Maybe he just got out of a big relationship.
Really, I'm thinking he has like a disease.
Okay, Alexis is going with he needs ointment.
That's probably the most likely. Okay.
I mean, I honestly can't figure it out. I can't figure out why. I wore my hottest dress the whole night, and then I changed into some negligee. I mean, I don't know what it could be. I don't know if he didn't like the cooking, which I can't really imagine.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, is that Moroccan chicken, I've never had it before, but it sounds like something that would be really spicy and kind of heavy.
Oh,
and
maybe
if he's not used to that, maybe he was having a weird reaction and didn't feel safe spending the night, you know?
Yeah, but has he called you at all?
No, it's been radio silent.
See? It was really bad.
Yeah,
it's like a 4-day reaction that he's having.
I mean,
well,
I think
weird.
There's something else going on there.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you came across, and I don't mean, I think that you sound like a confident woman, but maybe you came across as like too braggadocious.
Eager.
Or like, yeah. Yes.
I just wanted us to have a good time. That was really where I was coming from. You know, I just, and I don't know if there was another girl. I don't know if he didn't like my apartment. Like, was there something in my apartment that he saw?
You know men and their interior design.
I do love, though, how, like, women who aren't used to being rejected, they just go through every possible scenario.
Yeah.
They're like, did he not like this? Did he not like this? How is that possible? So let's, you know what we're going to do? Let's play a song, come back, call Lucas for you, and then we'll try and get you a second date update, okay?
Okay, I'm very curious.
How curious.
Okay,
hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with Kayla, and Kayla is pretty much the unicorn. You know, she's very attractive. She cooks incredible food.
Mm-hmm.
She loves guys with guitars.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes her no different than any other woman.
And
yeah,
she's down to do stuff on the first night.
She's
the perfect woman.
She sounds like every other woman out there,
but I like that. Yeah. I'm thinking, what kind of idiot would turn that down? Apparently a guy named Lucas would, because...
Yeah, that's good. Jeffrey, you're in her corner.
I am. I'm trying to figure out why, because after Kayla cooked him some homemade Moroccan chicken and slipped into some negligee and invited him to stay the night, Lucas apparently looked at her and said, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good. And Kayla, I feel for you here, but look, we have a whole text board filled with dudes and even some women who would love to take you out if this doesn't work.
Aw. Well, that would be nice, but I am really curious what he has to say.
And I mean, I didn't really get a sense. Are you really excited about Lucas, or are you just kind of pissed that he turned you down?
No, I had a great time with him. And I honestly, if I didn't, I probably would have just left the restaurant right then and there. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's call this moron and I'm sorry. Let's call this nice person and see what he has to say for himself. All right. You ready to do this, Kayla?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Lucas, please?
This is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk?
What is this about?
This is about a segment we do called the Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hi, Lucas.
That's Brooke.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I mean, that was the only thing I had to say.
All right. I thought she had more.
No, you can move on. I thought you were
going to
explain what a second date update was.
So the way a second date update works, you obviously know, but if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll try and figure out the reason why. So do you know who I might be calling about?
I think so. I have an idea.
Okay.
But I don't know. Why don't you fill me in?
All right. Well, the woman that emailed us, her name's Kayla.
Oh, okay.
Moroccan chicken Kayla?
Yes.
It's a horrible nickname.
It is. It's not very sexy, is it?
Is that the woman that you were thinking?
I wasn't sure, actually.
Okay.
Well, he's a man that plays guitar. You know, he has a lot of options on dating apps. It's
absolutely. So here's the deal. Kayla told us about your date and going out to the restaurant, and then she made some chicken for you at her place. And she said that the night kind of ended on a strange note.
I guess you could say that.
Well, she's not sure what went wrong and why you wouldn't want to end up staying the night with her.
Which is totally fine if you felt like that was too fast on a first date. Like, no judgment here. I think Alexis is going to judge you, but...
Definitely a little bit of judgment, but maybe there's a good explanation.
I mean,
it was a weird night. We went out to eat, and Kayla didn't really like the food, and...
Is that the problem? Is it because you felt like less than a man because she didn't like the restaurant?
What?
Less than a man?
That was a big jump, Jeffrey.
I'm just trying to read it.
Not at all. I was cool with leaving, you know, the food was kind of whack, and she ended up taking me to her place and making this, like, amazing meal, you know,
Moroccan chicken.
Yeah, yeah, she told him.
Nickname, it's not sticking.
She said she was a good cook and you love the food.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, she's an amazing cook. She was great. That's not a problem. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but I...
Well, she's really confused, Lucas, because, like you said, she felt like everything was going really, really well up until the very end of the night, and she can't figure out the reason why you would turn her down.
Here's the thing. I'm hanging out at her place, and on the wall, she's got all these pictures with, like, John Mayer.
Wait, she's got, like, fangirl photos on the wall?
Like a poster?
These aren't, like, photos where, like, she's at a show and she got, like, a selfie with him or something, you know? Like, she's, like, in a room with John Mayer hanging out, you know? And I know John Mayer's reputation, you know, like, he doesn't exactly, like, pick up dogs.
Okay, let's...
He's more of a cat guy.
I don't know that we'd use that verbiage, but...
He's good with the ladies, is what you're saying.
He's good with the ladies, and I'm just saying, if you're in a room with John Mayer, like, it's probably gone down.
So who cares? I mean, even if that is true, like, why would that matter?
I mean, if her bar is John Mayer high... I mean, that's terrifying.
So you're saying if she would have been hanging out with, like, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, you would have been fine with that, but you feel insecure because it's John Mayer.
Hey, you know what? Chad Kroeger's great.
I could deal with Chad.
You could deal with Chad. Okay. But that's on you, man.
Oh,
she obviously was interested
in
you. She cooked for you. She changed into lingerie for you. Like, can't you see that those are your own securities?
Insecurities.
Those are the ones.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it doesn't change the way that I felt, and my entire body was just kind of, like...
Not a Wonderland?
...panic mode. Not in Wonderland. Right.
I could see this. To be honest, if I knew a girl hooked up with, like, Tom Brady, I'd be like, well, I can barely throw a football, let alone
what?
I'm not rich like him, let
no.
alone...
I would have been like,
yeah,
and
score.
She's picking me now.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay.
Or you don't want to get what John Mayer's had.
Well, we're speculating a lot here. We don't even know if anything actually went down with John Mayer.
That's true.
So you know what, Lucas? Why don't we just pull her up and ask her, because I need to tell you she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What? What are you talking about?
That's how the second date works. She's been on the other line.
I thought you heard these before.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. She's there, man. Kayla?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Am I on?
Yep.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey. Okay. This is hi, Lucas. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the last thing I would have ever thought. I'm sorry that you got so weirded out by that picture. I mean, it's kind of old. It's been there for a little bit. I didn't even think about it, honestly.
Wait, Kayla, is that a picture of your ex, John Mayer?
I mean, no.
No, you guys weren't official, but did things happen?
I'm supposed to believe you were in a room with John Mayer and, like, you guys didn't do dirty.
I mean, that's nobody's concern right now.
Oh, that's a yes!
Honestly, you shouldn't even be worrying about it. I'm on a date with you, and it doesn't even matter at that point,
listen,
you know?
Listen. Did he, like, play guitar for you, too? Did he do, like, a one-on-one thing for you?
I don't even know if I want to answer that.
I don't even think...
You seem like really in your feelings about this. Like, I don't want to depress you even more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, Kayla. Like, Lucas, these aren't questions you actually want the answer to if you're already feeling this way.
Right. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
Did he have really soft hands?
Yes. The answer is yes to everything. Was he good? Yes.
Well, is he
working? Was he big? Yes.
Is he working with a 6-string guitar or a 12-string?
Oh.
Maybe he's got an ukulele and he's just really good with it, you know? Sometimes it's about the music that the instrument makes, not necessarily the instrument itself.
Okay.
Am I right, Kayla?
Yes, but I also don't think that assumptions need to be made here. But yes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so not a ukulele, huh?
Lucas, are you hearing her? She is saying you're enough. You're awesome. She likes you. Like,
you know what? Actually, I don't really know if I think that anymore.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It seems like he's already moved on and really insecure about himself in a way. And I don't know. I didn't give him any of that impression. And honestly, a real man would have just said something to me right then and there instead of ghosting me like he did when he doesn't even know the situation and it's just making an assumption.
Yeah, a real man.
Flat out rude.
A real man like John Mayer would have said that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
He would have.
He would have known the gravity of this situation.
Oh, I love that song.
That's really good.
I see. It is a good song.
I think Lucas needs to take some time to maybe, instead of putting time into dates, maybe have some more guitar lessons, because he really seems very insecure about his guitar playing, I guess.
Ouch.
Okay.
She's right.
But dude, you didn't ask me. You just made an assumption.
Right.
You were in a room with John Mayer. It didn't look like anybody was around. Like, I know you slept with him. Just admit it.
Get over it, Lucas.
She pretty much already did.
You know what? I'm not saying anything about what Johnny and I did or didn't do.
Oh, Johnny. Getting so intimate here.
Well, hold on.
We need to ask Lucas, would you like to go out on one more date with Kayla?
Please don't ask him. Please. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I got my answer. The answer, and for what it's worth, I'm not taking that picture down. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, not everybody has Johnny's confidence.
Yeah. or Johnny's guitar.
Hey!
Moving 92.5.